بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. This is no majlis. The real majlis is in the masjid, Masjid al-Nabawi. This is encouragement for us to spend our time correctly in this mubarak place. The real majlis is sitting in the company of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. As Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and this term also Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, what it means basically is Ahlu Sunnah, the people of Sunnah. Wal Jama'ah, and the Jama'ah of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. This we derive from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi, that which I am upon, and my Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Ma ana alayhi, that which I am upon, that is the Sunnah. So those that follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are people of the sunnah, or the ahlu sunnah. Wal jama'a wa ashabi, the jama'a of my sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Our belief is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is alive. He's alive in the qabr. So when we enter the masjid, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is alive. So therefore it's important, especially over here, when we're entering the masjid, to enter with the right foot. We've come to Medina Munawwara, not just to visit. Although you hear commonly nowadays, they're calling the Hajis, Ya Zair, oh visitor, you come as a visitor. We haven't come to visit. We've come to get something. We've come to take something back. The entire lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, designed himself. Designed by Allah, this is the brand name Sunnah. This is the trend Sunnah. We come to take that back home. So entering the masjid, the sunnats, entering with the right foot, the reading the dua, Allahumma aftah li abwaaba rahmatik, bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, a'udhu billahi al-azim wa biwajhi al-kareem wa sultanihi al-qadeeb in ash-shaytani al-rajim. All these are sunnah du'as. The more we can read them, the closer we are getting to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or we can be sitting in the Masjid al-Nabawi, but we are far from there. And those that are at home, that are making amal upon the sunnah, they are closer than us. They are welcome. Although they are not here, but their hearts are here. They enter the local masjid back home with all the sunnahs, they are closer to Rasulullah sallallahu than me entering the Masjid al-Nabawi. Physically I am close, but spiritually I am very far, years away from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we come to Madinah Munawwara, the real majlis is taking place in Masjid al-Nabawi. So among the niyats we make, the intention sitting in the masjid, is the niyat of nafil i'tikaf, number one. The second niyat we make intention, I'm sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, it happens, things we don't do in the local masjid at home, we do in the Masjid al-Nabawi. Becomes like one park sometime. Take little children running up and down, playing around, voices are raised. Sometimes we're sitting on the beach in Durban. We're relaxing, now iftari time, and talking and chatting away, sometimes loudly also. In the local masjid, we won't do it. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once, when he was a Khalifa at that time, so two Musallis were chatting in the masjid. So he saw them and decided to get their attention. To the extent he had to pick up pebbles and throw it at them. Then they kept quiet. Then when he approached them and he asked them where they were from, the comment he made thereafter, he said, if you are from the locals of Madinah Munawwara, in our terms, I would have bashed you up. There you are talking in the masjid. So it happens that we come here sometime and we bring family, bring the children, we're going on an outing, it's a picnic, we're going visiting. Instead of visiting, shouldn't be that we come here to Masjid al-Nabawi and from here we get rejected. That you're not welcome here. Because we don't know how to perform, how to act over here. So this is the place where we should be more careful. Our honorable and beloved Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib al-Marakatu says, Allah Ta'ala gives us opportunities in our life. Special opportunities. And these opportunities your wealth can't buy. Maybe it can buy for you to bring you to that place or that moment of time. Doesn't mean you accept it. By coming every year doesn't mean I am accepted. Allah is allowing you to come. Allah will give you respite, Allah will give you time. Many great friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala who love Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then too Allah ta'ala doesn't allow them to come. But they are very close still. Like they will say, many of the awliya will say, We come when the invitation is there. When the invitation is there, then we'll come. What you call bulawa. Jab bulawa ho, to fir hum aa jayenge. When the bulawa is there, the call is there, then you will come. So we think in our mind now, so many years, how come he's not getting the call? I'm going every year. For them, the call is different. For the awliya, the call is different. So we heard of Mayunus Dayasab, Rahmatullah Ali, one of the great ashiqs and lovers of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam that passed in Marlboro. So I heard from one of the family members that confidently he said, I can say that any kitab on the seerah and life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he read them. And I think on the Thursday and Jum'ah, and how many thousands of durud used to make. You know, Quran Khattam also, the whole family used to be Quran Khattam, and all the students' duruds, thousands. Till the time came when the bulawa came, the call invitation came. So how the invitation came, that he sees in his dream, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam telling him, oh my Yunus, when are you coming to visit me? That was the invitation. So for myself, I've come, Allah Ta'ala has given me some financial strength, so to say. So I have come all the way, doesn't mean I am accepted. Shouldn't be that finally, that now the invitation stops completely. Or rather sometimes you are called, but rejected. Allah Ta'ala save us. So Hazrat says, that there are special times, special places, Allah Ta'ala has kept special effects. What you do at that time, in those places, that becomes your profile for life. Either you accepted or rejected. Special times, special places. Back home, when you go to the Khanka and Azadwal, Hazrat will say in the month of Ramadan, special time. Special time, so the effects are special also. Time of iftari, sehri, duas are accepted, malaika are there. Fasting person, Allah Ta'ala accepts his dua. And so many souls are freed from the fire of Jahannam every night. In the last 10 nights even more. A special time. So how you will be in the month of Ramadan, your whole year will come out like that. Special time. And then Nurun ala Nur, the month of Ramadan, Medina Munawwara, special place. Capital of the world. Person is coming to Medina Munawwara. Allah has allowed him to come. Special time also, month of Ramadan, special place. If it's Makkah Mukarrama, and the reward of making Hajj with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or the reward of Hajj according to one riwayat. To special place, special time. So how more careful a person shouldn't be. And we have that fear, walking to the masjid also. When making tawaf of Baytullah also, then ulama say we should be so careful at no time during tawaf, my heart should become neglectful of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That my mind goes anywhere else. Whether on my phone, oh, I saw somebody, or to meet somebody. Once we were here in Madinat al-Munawwar, Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq. So then, we had da'wah by Haji Naqwada subspace, rahmatullah alayhi. Allah Ta'ala blessed him, mashallah, buried in Baqi. How many years he spent over here, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So I asked him, I said, Hazrat, when you come to your masjid in Nabi, is it okay to go look for some buzruk in the masjid? Maybe one abdal, some wali of Allah. He said, where are you looking for the abdals and buzruk? So, because buzruk is in Roza Mubarak. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go and sit there. Yes, by the way, somebody comes, or there's some dars taking place, some ta'lim taking place, which is the sunnah of the masjid. Then you can sit in the ta'lim, that you're learning some ahadith, learning some fiqh masla, or some encouragement, then it's different. But to go looking for someone just to go, he said, go and look for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Go and sit there close to him. So when he comes to the friends of Allah, they may be far away, they haven't come for years. But they will come, when that bulawa and that invitation will be there, then they are invited to come. And how they will come, the Gangohi rahmatullah Ali mentioned about him. The Qasim Satna Nuti rahmatullah Ali mentioned about him also. When he used to come to Madinatul Munawwara, almost 7 miles away he could see the green dome. From there he would remove his shoes and walk. When he would reach the masjid already, his feet should be cut and bleeding. That was love. That was love where he couldn't even tolerate that I walk with shoes in Medina Munawwara. My husband says also, Allah Ta'ala knew this ummah will come to a park place like Medina Munawwara, and they won't know how to keep it park also. They won't know how to keep it pure and clean. So Allah Ta'ala made it such, he told, he put in the hearts of those that are the khadims of the Aram, the better you pave the entire area around it. Because they will come with their stubs, it'll come with the dirt and they'll throw it. In Medina Munawwara, so don't even let them walk on the original sand. Rather, pave it up. Our good fortune. Because we won't have to look after the original zameen of Medina Munawwara. Everything is Mubarak here. To the extent of ulama say, make the niyat in Medina Munawwara, the same air Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam breathed, I'm breathing the same air. The same sun that fell upon his Mubarak face, the same sun is falling on me in Medina Munawwara. That moon that he saw, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the same one I'm seeing also. The Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali, Maharshi Ahmad Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali, when somebody brought a scarf for him from Medina Munawwara, then he held the scarf and he killed it and kissed it, put it on his eyes, put it on his head. So the person that gifted him told him, Hazrat, but this shawl or the scarf is made in China. He says, yes, you are right. But it was sold in the markets of Medina Munawwara, and that air of Medina Munawwara touched the scarf. And the air of the city of my beloved. So they had eyes of the heart. Shouldn't be I'm in Medina Munawwara, but I'm blind, I don't see anything. I only see now the iftari pack, and then waiting now for the seri, what they're going to give in the hotel for breakfast, and sitting there and just winding my time away, just laughing, joking. And that also, our mashayikh say, we should feel the pain in the heart. Ya Allah, my Nabi never had food. And look at my dastarkhan. Look at my dastarkhan in Medina Munawwara. But this is the barakat of his dua, that Allah is feeding me. But he never had in his home. For two months at a time, there was no food, not even the stove was lit. The fires weren't burned in the house of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One morning he went into the houses of the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, and he asked them, is any food available? Ya Rasul, no food available. He went to the second house, is there any food? There's no food. The third house, the fourth house, nine houses he went to, not a single house there was food. Inni idhan lasa'imun. Then he says, in that case, today I'll keep roza. Because no food available. There shouldn't be in these avenues now, we get caught up also. This now eating and drinking and the rest of it, we can do elsewhere. Here we eat only for one reason. I'm eating just to get strength to go back to the masjid. I'm sleeping one night just to get strength to go back to the masjid. And then, so one is the niyat of i'tikaf in the masjid, then the niyat of sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shah Wasiullah rahmatullahi alayhi was the khalifa of the Thani rahmatullahi alayhi. He would say that if you cannot take benefit from the silence of your sheikh, then you won't take benefit from his speech also. Because the hearts are alive, there's something happening. There's something happening between the hearts. There's no barriers between the hearts. Person is sitting now with some beloved of his, with the wife also, he can feel the muhabbat and love. And in some tension between the two of them, he can feel the tension also. When you are not speaking, something happened, he can feel the tension. So sitting in the company of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, person opens his heart, makes tawbah, cleans the heart out, I've come here for a purpose, Ya Rasulullah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is alive. He has our entire profile by him, very importantly. When you're standing with the Rosa Mubarak, we bring him salam. Our entire profile is presented every week to Nabi Ali Salatu. He knows us. So I can't go there and just make salam and leave. I made salam. I came to Medina Munawwara. But were you welcome? That your entire profile was there. You didn't even speak about it. You didn't even clear the files. I went there with my cell phone, full with everything else, which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was sent to break musical instruments. And when it comes to videos, when it comes to pictures, etc., all of that Nabi Ali Salatu came to prohibit it completely haram. And I'm standing there making salam to him with that on my phone right now. I can't bluff him. Now imagine the wife. I got a picture of some old flame, it's called flame also. Why? It'll burn a person. And he forgets about it. And she finds it on his archives. Yes, that was now school days. How would she tolerate it? You forgot to delete it. Nothing to do with that old one also. She would tolerate it. How dare you keep it? How dare I go to the Roza Mubarak? And all this besides what he came with, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I've got it there. In reality, I'm bluffing him. But we can't bluff him. So at least here, my dear brothers, at least here, educate ourselves and our families. At least here, we're going, let us do the right thing. Let us do the right thing. Makkah Mukarrama, the commands of Allah, we take back home. Madina Munawwara, we take the sunnahs back home. At least in these two places we do what is right, what is the best thing to do, at least here. And so we encourage the brothers here in Medina Munawwara, be very careful. Just one person made a comment. He had some laban in Medina Munawwara, and he just made a comment that this laban and this cream of Medina Munawwara is very sour. Just made the comment, very sour. Sometimes we say, it's very cold here. Medina say, very cold. So ulama say, ha, don't even say that also. Everything is beautiful about this place. The cold is beautiful, the heat is beautiful also. But we have this complaining temperament. Summer month also we say, it's very cold, very hot in Medina Sharif. But where's the heat? The only time we feel the heat, once we leave the hotel to the haram. That we complain about. Hotel is aircon. The haram is aircon also. So he just made this one comment, that is very sour, this laban of Medina Munawwara. That night in his dream, he sees Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that leave Medina Sharif, you're not welcome here. Just on the one comment only. He just made a comment. Now imagine the person living a sunnah. He's eating, then he say Bismillah, he didn't make shukr of Allah. After he ate, he wasted so much of food also, just thrown away. Then the dua after eating, then the intermingling, sometimes in the lobby, sometimes in the elevator, and the talking, and talking loudly. Here, Sahaba Ikram commanded, don't raise your voices above the voice of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. They were so careful in Medina Munawwara, although we're far from the haram, so to say, but that I'm conscious where I am right now. So at least here we do things correctly. Makkah Mukarramah, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Madina Munawwara, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least here we sit with the family. Read one kitab with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those that don't have the hard copies, there's a beautiful kitab written by Hakim Afrasab rahmatullah alayhi. Piyare Nabi ki piyare sunnate. The beautiful sunnahs of the beautiful Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have the PDF also. So we can go to the sunnah at least. Have ta'lim in the room. Sometimes we advise the couples or they have children, go at night, buy one big musalla, go front of the green dome, sit over there, make some ta'lim. Read some sunnah, read some stories of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And it will get revived in a person's heart. Children will remember the sunnahs. So to bring the sunnahs at least here for the moment we hear 5 days, or hear 8 days, or even 10 days, at least ourselves, our outer appearance is correct. Representing ourselves to Rasulullah sallallahu to make sure my kurta, my pants is way above my ankles. I can't go stand there, and all the hadith he mentioned about anything that flows below the ankles will burn in the fire of Jahannam, and I'm standing there like that. Without any fear, my kurta is below my ankles also. If all my kurtas are like that, spend extra money, go to the tailor, go buy some new kurtas. I make it according to sunnah. And then when he comes to the topi also, now many person goes from Umrah, he comes, now he doesn't have hair, he got a blessed cop. Now he feels the topi getting stuck to my head, now I can't, I feel irritated. When he comes just to the headgear of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, there's a kitab written, the crown of a believer. And there is recorded, there are more than 250 narrations in regards to the headgear of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. More than 250. And I'm standing there now, bareheaded. Whether he look at me, like those two messengers came from the Persian Empire, not mistaken. Nabi Ali saw them, he turned his face away. And he didn't give them a face the entire day. Finally they asked someone, how come they're even looking at us? He said, because of your appearance. You've shaved your beards and you've got big moustaches. So finally, when they approached Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, then he asked them, what's this about? So they said, Our Lord commanded us to do this. Who's your Lord, the King? He said, my Lord commanded me, Khaliful Mushrikeen, oppose the Mushrikeen, idolaters, lengthen your beards and remove your moustache. Just the appearance he couldn't tolerate only. So here he's so sensitive when he comes to Medina Munawwara. That is why ulama from experience they say, we have noticed that many a person, male or female, came for Hajj or for Umrah, returned home worse than what they were before that. Worse, they came, and when they returned, then the ghibat of the people and the things they started speaking and the things they came back with from Makkah Mukarramah, you come back with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the love of brand names. But they come back now with brand names, and they came back with this and that, and now they're tackling masail now. Why we can't go to the masjid for namaz? The ladies are asking. When you were here in South Africa, you never asked us questions. Now you went for Hajj and Umrah, now you came back, what happened? They say because of what you go with in the heart, and how you behave in the spaces over here. Either Allah Ta'ala put a seal on your heart of good or evil. So you're going to be so careful over here. So we suggest, we encourage, that at least the times we are here, we do things correctly. I would dress the outer appearance. And the women also. The women also that are here, encourage them, then, at least from the hotel to the haram, at least wear parda. Buy parda for that time at least. You're going to present yourself to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least you'll get happy for that moment of time you came with some sharam and haya, with some modesty, which is a command of Quran Sharif. Today, Maghrib Salah, the Imam al-Haram read the same ayat, Ya Ayyuhan Nabiyyu. Now standing there, if you felt the weight of that ayat he is reading, after Inna Allah malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi, Ya Ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, Inna al-ladhina yu'dhuna Allah wa rasulahu. The next ayat, verily those that harm Allah and His Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, upon them is the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a humiliating punishment. Those that harm Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the ayat thereafter, twice thereafter, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, Nabi of Allah is being addressed directly. Qul, say li azwajika, to your wives, wa banatika, and to your daughters, the most pure of the women of the ummah. Say to them, wa nisa'il mu'minin, by extension, say to the believing women, yudnina alayhinna min jalabibihin. Jalabib, jilbab. Many women say, where's parada in the Quran? Here's the ayat over here. This was the second ayat revealed in regards to parada and hijab. The first ayat was revealed in controlling the eyes, lower your gaze. The second ayat was that now the believing women, they should now cover themselves completely, head to toe. The Aisha's riwayat radiallahu anha, she said when this ayat was revealed, Aisha's buried in Baqi, may Allah fulla qabar al-nur, sacrifice our lives for her, radiallahu anha. Two-thirds of fiqh, two-thirds of jurisprudence, Sahaba ikram learned from her, radiallahu anha. She said when this ayat was revealed, and this chalcha went, this whole ayat went through Madinah Munawwara. And now the command has come down to conceal yourself completely. See, the women that were out in the marketplace in Madinah Munawwara, they sat down immediately and covered themselves. Bring a shawl and a sheet quickly. And then she would say, you would find the women of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they look like crows, completely black and covered. That was the second ayat revealed. Yudnina alayhinna min jalabi bihin. Third ayat revealed. Why I'm saying this, my dear brothers, that ourselves we get a bit now too relaxed in Madina Munawwara. What we don't do at home, we do it here. Now the women folk also feel very free. Now we go shopping till late, man is sleeping in the room also. At home they won't do this. They won't walk the streets at home also. But here we'll do it now because of safety and security. But what's the command of Nabi alayhi salatu? That's what we came for right now. What is his teachings right now? The third ayat was revealed in regards to parda hijab. وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. Now cling to your homes. Leave only out of necessity. بَشَرِي تَقَازَ شَرْعِي تَقَازَ. A human need or a shari'i need. And that to how you must leave, completely concealed to the extent that if somebody looks at you, it cannot be discerned whether it's an 18-year-old or a 60-year-old. At least for that moment of time, whilst in Madina Munawwara, encourage your women folk. Sometimes the women say, my husband says, he doesn't want to see that hijab with me. We go buy it for them. Buy it for the seller, just very from the hotel to the haram. You're going before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then her father was buried next to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So her room got smaller. So she came into one corner of the room. When Umar bin Khattab passed away, then he asked to be buried in her room, she gave permission. when he was buried in the room, then it's mentioned she will put her parada on also. Although he was deceased, they find she put up a wall completely. And she put her bed behind the wall. When asked about why, O Aisha, so difficult for yourself. He says, then to Allah Umar bin Khattab has passed away. But then he was a ghair mahram to me. I still feel modest in front of Umar bin Khattab, although he's passed away. That is the extent of sharam and haya. So for us to engender this within a woman folk, our sharam and haya also, when it comes to their voices, our voices, especially in Medina Munawwara, this is few things we got to change a little bit, my dear brothers. Hoping from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah puts a correct seal in our hearts. When we go back home, alhamdulillah, there's some change in my life. Especially the du'as, the sunnah du'as of Rasulullah SAW. For us entering the masjid, leaving the masjid, during eating also, during changing also. Usually our sheikh, when he teaches us the sunnah, he will ask ulama ikram. Say, what is the sunnah du'a for removing your clothing? More, you know, right? Don't know, I didn't tell you. Ji, Mawlana, kya du'a? He was, mashallah, ulama going to final year. The sunnah du'a for removing clothing. Du'a for putting on clothing, you know. But such an important du'a. Because we have two barriers against shaitan. Two barriers against shaitan. One is the clothes you wear. Once you put on our clothes, you cannot see our private areas. Once that becomes exposed, that is when the evil thought starts. That's when he attacks. Toilet. Person doesn't need du'as. Enters without sunnah, especially our women folk and our young daughters. Very important. I mean, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the riwayat comes about him that he was so particular. When he used to enter the toilet, he would ensure that his head was covered. That was in the toilet. So you can imagine now in the masjid. So he was so particular about the toilet, he used to make sure his head was covered. So we have two barriers against shaitan when he cannot see our private area. One is our clothing. So when you put clothing on, he cannot see. So when you remove the clothing, now he can see. So the dua before removing clothing is simple. Bismillah. We just say Bismillah only. Say Bismillah, and Allah Ta'ala puts a barrier between you and shaitan. Otherwise, فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ يَلْعَبُ بِمَقْعَدِ بَنِي Adam. Riwayat al-Mishkat Sharif. When a person does not read Bismillah into the toilet also, the complete dua for toilet, Bismillah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-qaba'ith. He also, my sheikh said, mashallah, our home in South Africa are plastered all over, all the duas are there. The walls look very beautiful, mashallah. We're saving on wallpaper. But we've got duas everywhere. We've got a small husna, but nobody reads it. We've got the duas for living in the heart, but nobody reads it. We've got duas for wuzu also, but nobody. Allah, give us topic to read it, inshallah. Eating time also, Marana says, I see even the Maulvis too when they're eating, whether he read Bismillah or not. But when he saw the chow, he forgot the Bismillah also. Then you ask him, Marana, you read Bismillah? Jeeva, I read it. I didn't see you moving the lips. It's in the heart. Say, eat with your heart also then. But so much noise you're making with your mouth when you're eating. Say, Bismillah also. Boy, the food is not nice. They say, La hawla wa la quwwata, but make some zikr at least. But the zikr is not coming out. Everything else is coming out. Everything else is coming out. So these du'as are so important. So when we're changing also, teach our children, tell our wives, our daughters, when you're changing the children, read Bismillah. So shaitan is a barrier now, he can't attack. That's when he attacks our young daughters. And the murat also, this murat that we're buying for them, this teddy bears we're buying, etc., all these things over here, we don't understand what he does to them, he finishes them. So shaitan, he attacks shaitan. Then they're having nightmares, they can't sleep at night. Then you want ta'weez. Ulama say, number one, get rid of all the haram things, all the murad. Get rid of it and close the toilet door at night. You see how nicely she will sleep. But she's going to the toilet, open hair, no bismillah. Sometimes with a teddy bear. Then they've got this thing they're playing in the, with the bubble bath. All this is attracting shaitan to the house. Whole shaitani environment. And now we bring this in Medina Sharif also. We hear the whole effort was to get shaitan out of our life. Here we're importing it. And we're buying it from here also. We're taking it back home also. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. The actions we are doing right now. So very importantly, the time is very, very sensitive. Very sensitive. 5 days we're here, 10 days we're here. Tell the wife, I'll buy you one parda. Your kurta below the ankles, sort your kurta out. You don't have a topi, go buy one topi. It is bring our outer appearance according to Sunnah. Allah Ta'ala will give us the inside Sunnah also. And finally, one is the outer Sunnah. When you get to the Rauza Mubarak, now what we going there for? What are we going there for? Just to make salam only? No. We're going there for something. I want to get something from the heart of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When I'm standing there right now, his eyes are on me. What's in my heart right now? That is the place ulama say, to make niyats for life. Makanu tashkil, that's the place of tashkil. Make your tashkil for life. Sahaba ikram's tashkil was made from Madina Munawwara. I am standing here in the capacity, not as a visitor. Not just I came Madina Munawwara, bought the points, booked 5 nights, 1 night free, so sorted. We're coming in Ramadan. No. It's not Madina Sharif. I've come to Madina Munawwara for a purpose right now. Hafiz Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was Amir of UK. He would say that if you don't take Madina Munawwara back home, he says you must take the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not just words, فَاتَّبِعُونِ. So dua to be made there. What dua do I make by Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam? When you stand there, as we enter with the right foot, read du'as. Then, إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Then we start. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. Whatever we name, names you know of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Learn some names, new names. يا نبي التوبة. يا نبي الرحمة. يا أحمد. يا محمود. يا حامد. يا all different names of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا صاحب المعراج. سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. So all these are beautiful titles of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then we ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to ask on our behalf. What du'as to ask? That is why we learn something very beautiful. Those that have sheikhs, that are bear to mashayikh. Now what is having a sheikh? Somebody I love for the pleasure of Allah. Somebody I love for the sake of Allah. That is a sheikh. That's when sahabi told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, I love so and so person. Did you tell him? You haven't went and tell him you love him for the sake of Allah. The sunnah to tell a person, "Uhibbuka fi Allah," I love you for the sake of Allah. It comes in the riwayat and the hadith. Who in my life did I say I love you for the sake of Allah? Having a sheikh or an ustaz is somebody I love him for the sake of Allah. Therefore, I express myself and make amal upon this hadith sharif. Then there's a reply to it also. "Uhibbuka alladhi ahbabtani lahu." May the one for whom you love me love you also. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least I get a chance to make amal upon that hadith. So when a person loves someone for the sake of Allah, he has a sheikh in his life. And those that have a sheikh, and you find that you're riding on his street, you say, hey, that's my sheikh's house. Bring some joy to the heart. I hope I see him. Oh, he comes out. It's namaz time now. Get one glimpse of him. Oh, my ustaz, whoever it is. Then you understand now, when you come to Madina Munawwara, there is actually a practice now, when I come see the house of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now this is something else. The enjoyment I find there, this I can't explain. The thrill when I see the green dome. Now I'm walking on my golden mile, not the Durban one. That one there is an apak one. Not even golden, it's a black mile. That. This is our golden mile. From Babu Salam to Babu Baqi. When you enter from there, now you say, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. And you come up from Babu Baqi. That when you enter, subhanallah, this is what I'm saying, إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَتَهُ. And that too we learn from Fazail Hajj, the Shaykh Zakariya Sa'd Rahmatullah Ali. In Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, when you exit Babul Baqi, the Shaykh is right in front of you, Baqi buried there. Don't forget to make dua for him also. And all Ahl Baqi. If we advise the brothers when we finish, at least take the long route, go that way. Leave on Yasin Sharif at least. Make salam to them. Ahl Baqi are there. The dwellers of Baqi. And coming back, what dua to make? And I'm standing before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Sometimes you find a person a little bit of extremism. He's making dua, Ya Allah, make me like my sheikh. The dua should be, Ya Allah, make me like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine one sheikh here that say, what a murid this is. He's making dua, he must become like me. But the real dua is, Ya Allah, make me like how you want me to be. So when you get before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that dua we can make. Ya Rasulullah, I request you to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Allah says, follow Nabi Ali. Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah to make me like you. Iman, akhlaq, ibadat, mu'amalat, mu'asharat, social interaction, business dealings. Make me completely from head to toe like you. That should be what I want to become. Then Umar bin Khattab, and then Hazrat Abu Bakr next to him, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Then thank them also. One very quick muraqabah. Then you can tell them, oh Shaykhin, their title is Shaykhin, the two senior Sahaba. What to tell them also? What is this drive? We need to make salat and salam. Send them and tell them, oh Abu Bakr, Mubarak to you, Mubarak to you. How you were with the Nabi in the cave. How fortunate you are. And how you had the two camels ready. And you waited that day. The house of Abu Bakr Siddiq, where the Makkah hotel is right now, Rolex shop. His house was there more or less. And the Nabi's house was by Safa Marwa, the Khadija's house, radiallahu ta'ala anha. From there he walked. It's a long walk. Now to when you walk is quite far. So that day he walked all the way. And then as Abu Bakr said, Tariq, possibly is the day. Suhba ya Rasulullah, I want to be your companion on this journey. Mubarak to you in the cave. Mubarak to you on hijrat. Mubarak to you on all different occasions you with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How fortunate you are. Umar bin Khattab, Mubarak to you also. Nabi of Allah made dua for you Thursday night. By name and how you came. And how we caught your heart finally. And how, and then thank them for what? I came to thank you all for how you looked after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the heart doesn't move still. Then one more thing we can say to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just for the heart to soften up. This is to be learned from our Shaykh's teachings. And say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if it was possible, then I would have visited you tonight. I'd have brought my oil and my surma and a massage oil. And I want to be a fella. I would have pressed your head for you. I would have put oil for you tonight. I would have put surma in your eyes for you. I would have pressed your feet for you. I would have made your khidmat, brought your iftari for you. I would have fed you myself also. And then see how the heart begins to feel. I would have made your khidmat, regarded your house tonight. I would be your doormat. I would sit by your door as a guard the entire night. Ya Rasulullah. But now you may parada from this world, you are gone. But make dua Allah Ta'ala makes me a true khadim of your sunnat. A true khadim, and our Shaykh taught us four duas. So beautifully he taught us. Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah Ta'ala to teach me every sunnat of yours. I want to know every sunnat, every dua of yours. Number two, ilm of every sunnat, amal upon every sunnat, action upon every sunnah, love for every sunnah, and Allah accept my health, wealth, time, resources for the khidmat of sunnat in the world. This is dua we made by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And teach a woman folk the same thing also. So the amount of time we hear, little sunnats, whatever we can do, and what we can stop doing, at least do it over here. Clean our files out, then we go sit there, then we make dua to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then see the difference that will happen in our life. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين. رب خير وارحم أنت خير الراحمين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا ذا القوة المتين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حليم يا كريم يا واسع المغفرة. O Kareem Rahim Allah, it is your kindness, it is your muhabbat, it is your grace upon us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We haven't done anything to deserve this ikram, this honor, O Kareem Rahim Allah, that you brought us to Medina Munawwara, the capital of the world. Ya Allah, took us to Makkah Mukarrama, the capital of the universe. Ya Allah, to visit Baytullah, to visit Rosa Mubarak. O Kareem Rahim Allah, open the eyes of the heart, O my Allah. Open the eyes of the heart, O Kareem Rahim Allah, that you can see it with reality, O my Allah, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That grant us your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah. Grant us your darja dil, O Kareem Rahim Allah, the pain of your muhabbat and your love, and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love the Sahaba Ikram had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as the Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu was so worried about this, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, in Jannah you'll be way above us, we will not be able to see you, Ya Rasulullah. What will happen to us then? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was silent. Finally he says to Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, O Anas, al-mar'u ma'amal ahabba. That the person will be, or the one with whom he loves. As Anas said, this was the happiest day of our lives. Then he mentioned to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Rasulullah, I love you, I love Abu Bakr, and I love Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Oh Allah, we love Sahaba Ikram, we love Muhajirin and Ansar. Oh Allah, make us among them on the day of Qiyamah. Give us their sifat and their qualities, O Kareem Rahim Allah, that you strive in your path, Ya Allah, for long periods of time, in far off places, O Kareem Rahim Allah, we become the Ansar of those that strive in your path. Accept us with the khidmat of deen, purify our hearts, O my Allah. Allah, give us, Ya Allah, the knowledge of every sunnah, amal upon every sunnah, love for every sunnah, accept our health, our wealth, our time, our homes, our businesses, our resources, our wives, our children, our families, for the khidmat of sunnah, the world, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, open our hearts, open our minds, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, give our families hidayat, give our children hidayat. Ayyam qariz al Quran Sharif, O my Allah. Rabbi ja'alni muqim al salah, min dhurriyati Rabbana wa taqabbal dua, Rabbana aghfirli wa li walidayya wa li mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Ya Allah, make them musallis of the masjid, O my Allah. Let them solid deeni homes, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Let them complete sunnah in our lives and every command of yours. Give us husn al khatima. Give us khatima, and Ya Allah, give us death upon iman. In a condition you are happy with us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, let the deen of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spread in the world, in every home, O my Allah. Unbaked and baked home, O my Allah. Let his deen, let his, Ya Allah, let his ahadith, Ya Allah, his sunnah spread to every home. Ya Allah, the day will come, O my Allah. Nabi Ali said that his deen will spread to every home, every baked, unbaked home, O my Allah. Use us with the khidmat of deen. Accept us with the khidmat of deen. Accept our wives. Accept our homes, our children. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu al-alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.